The European Court of Justice has overturned a decision by the European Commission to refuse access to text messages between the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, related to a contract to buy 1.9 billion doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in 2021. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is on the line. Tony, tell us the background to this case.
So this was a series of text messages between Ursula von der Leyen and the chief executive of Pfizer, which culminated in this huge contract to provide 1.9 billion doses of the COVID vaccine back in 2021. At the time, Europe had been behind the UK and the US and providing vaccines, and there was a big push to get this contract over the line. Now, the New York Times interviewed Albert Bourla shortly afterwards, and he admitted to the existence of text messages between himself and Ursula von der Leyen in the final stages of this contract. But then when the New York Times sought access to these text messages, the Commission refused access, or even actually denied that these text messages had existed. And the New York Times then took the commission to the Court of Justice, which today has essentially overturned the commission's decision to refuse access to these text messages. And the judgment was very critical of the commission, because essentially the commission had initially denied that these text messages existed. The court today said it was a very poor performance by the commission. They didn't say what kind of steps they took to look for these text messages. They didn't say whether these text messages were deleted either automatically or by a decision, or whether President von der Leyen's phone had been replaced in the meantime. So quite a critical judgment of how the commission handled this, and essentially saying, look, access to documents is a fundamental part of EU transparency legislation, and the commission should have done a much better job in explaining either the existence of these text messages and what happened to them. Now, the commission had argued that these were, when it came to it, that these were essentially informal exchanges between the two individuals concerned. They were not detailed negotiating texts, and that they were not really relevant. But of course, this now has been overturned by the General Court of the European Court of Justice. And the question now is whether the Commission will appeal that judgment. And if not, what does this mean for the way negotiations are conducted if officials in any walk of life are using WhatsApp or Signal or text messages to chat to their interlocutors? Are they all now public documents?
And Tony, will we actually get to see these text messages now on foot of this judgment? I mean, do they still exist? And also, I suppose, what are the implications arising out of it for the Commission President?
Well, the court made it clear that the Commission had not clarified as to whether these messages still existed or whether they had been deleted. So there's still an air of mystery around that. And I think we should hear a reaction from the European Commission later this morning. But this is clearly a blot on the legacy of Ursula von der Leyen. She's in her second term, obviously, and this obviously will reflect quite badly on the way she has handled this. Emily O'Reilly, the former ombudsman of the EU, had criticised what she described as a culture of a lack of transparency and a centralising ethic in the heart of the European Commission, presided over by Ursula von der Leyen. So this is obviously a black mark against her. But the Commission has argued, look, these were unprecedented times. There were thousands of deaths across Europe thanks to COVID, and there was a desperate need for vaccines so that Europe could catch up with the United States and the United Kingdom. So obviously the debate on this will continue. But again, it's a question about whether informal exchanges between negotiating partners in any walk of life, especially in the European Union, whether those exchanges are now gettable as public documents. That's one of the big issues arising from this.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. That's Tony Connolly in Brussels, our Europe editor. It's just coming up to 9 o'clock.